Yes, yes, guys, you know what it is. Coming back again with another episode of the High Performance Physique. It is your host, Lewis McFarlane. If you don't know who I am the founder and CEO of the Peak Performance Project's online coaching program. With each and every single one of these episodes, we aim to help men and women shatter any limiting belief in which they may have, physically or mentally, so they can show up at their absolute best and thrive in their very own life and operate out their own version of peak performance. We're excited to have you for another podcast. Let's get stuck in.
So you want results this time, do you? You really want them? Oh, that's great. But can you actually wake up every single day and prove that you actually deserve them? Can you actually look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I am proud of who I am today based upon the work I have now put in. Men and women, we need challenge. We need challenge. We need to be able to say no to the snacks. We need to be able to say yes to the longer distance when we're running. We need to be able to say yes to the harder training sessions, the bedtime, the wake-up time, the way we eat, the way we think. We need to say yes to the harder shit in life. Otherwise, you will condition yourself to be soft, to be a victim, to live out of a low-frequency state where all you feel is guilt and shame and fear and anger. It's as simple as that. It truly is. It truly is. So what is your big challenge right now in life? What is your big challenge right now in body, in business, in relationships? Get extremely clear on that. Because it's these moments when you ask yourself these questions where you can pick away, peel away the layer of the onion and get extremely clear what really is holding you back. Because in life, the biggest win we actually can achieve is when we reach that state of internal peace and enlightenment. When we're operating out of a high frequency state, we are truly living out of abundance. We don't have anything weighing on our mind. We're operating out of a state of love and compassion. We're excited every single day that we wake up. We show up for the person that needs us the most. And that's what I do. All I do every single day is I fix myself through helping others, through teaching my proven blueprint, through teaching you guys why it makes so much sense to have the wake-up time so you can work on yourself before you work on others, why you offer yourself to the world by giving yourself these hard, long, arduous workout sessions, why you put yourself into a calorie deficit so you're fasting and in a lower food state so you can be optimal and always in a state of readiness. Like everything. It just makes sense. Like, do you guys not get it yet? You know? Like, this is the thing we need to really take awareness over. Because that's self-love. That is true self-love. Self-investment, guys and girls. That's self-love. Because right now, wherever you're at, the world, it's not how it is, it's how you are. And your perception of me is my reflection of you. And what you lack holds the most power over you. So whatever that is, whatever that, you know, downside of your life is, that's the thing that holds the most power over you. So you have to work relentlessly to outdo that shit. Maybe it's you're carrying too much body fat. Maybe you're not in the shape you want to be in. You're, you know, need to bulk up, put the muscle on, go in that gaining phase. Experience feeling a little bit chunky for a bit. Maybe it's to lift that heavier weight. Maybe it's to make more money, to have that better relationship. Maybe it is just doing something like that. Maybe that is the thing that's going to catapult you forward in life. Just maybe. Just maybe. But it's only at times like this when you actually pause and challenge yourself, isn't it? Where you actually ask a higher level question towards who you are right now, who you now need to be. Because the gap between the gain, fuck. We don't live in the gap. We don't live in the gap, the Peak Performance Project. We live in the gain. And that's where we need to get you guys. And the best way to get there is by asking more of yourself, thinking more about yourself, being selfish for once in your fucking life, so you can actually remove the entitlement and working yourself to the point where you are operating at such a high frequency where you can help everyone else. So if you don't reflect, you project. So take the time, guys, reflect as much as possible. Take the time to think. Take the time to be at peace. Otherwise, you will just project your negative emotions and thoughts and feelings on those around you in life. You'll project your entitlement upon others, your fear, your anxiety. And life is just all a big game of expansions and contractions. And the thing is, when you're down, you're not having a good time. Guess what? I'm down. I'm not having a good time. That's how it works. And then there's going to be openings where we'll expand again. Right? You need to get that. You need to understand that. That it's not just you. It's not just you. So for January, routine, routine, routine. That should be your word. You're not jumping in with 2 feet, blowing the fucking socks off it, and going crazy, trying to do 75 hard, taking steroids, and only eating broccoli and salmon. It's not what you're doing. You're not going and throwing shit at a wall, trying to see what sticks, going too hard. Think about locking in a beautiful wake and sleep routine that you can adhere to. Locking in a diet that you can adhere to. Locking in a training regime that you can adhere to. Big fucking quotes or brackets around the word adhere to. Because Jesus, guys, if you can't adhere to it, what the fuck? And it should be unrealistic over time. Because that's when you're pushing yourself. But fuck me, man. Stick to the basics. Stick to the basics and learn to walk before you can run. Because based off past experiences, past Januaries, what the fuck does the algorithm say? You know, every January you're trying, you fail, you tried, you failed, you tried, you failed, you boom, boom, boom. It'll happen again if you do the same things. It's all about those systems and cycles. And if the algorithm is telling you, bro, you suck at this, you done this last time, you're going to fail, then you fucking will. So if you play silly games, you win silly prizes. Straight up. So I could chat all day, guys, but that's about it. That's about it. Love yous and leave yous. See you later.